응? 응?
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं रो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्णा द अदर डे आई वाज स्पीकिंग टू गौरांग प्रभु एंड गौरांग प्रभु सजेस्टेड दैट आई व्हेन आई कम हियर टुडे टू मीट राधानाथ महाराज दैट आई गिव अ क्लास इन द इवनिंग एंड ही सजेस्टेड अ टॉपिक Management, Krishna, which means Krishna conscious management. I think you all are, most of you are controlling, sort of taking care of different aspects of Krishna conscious preaching, and you are organizing the devotees and congregations and so managing. So, has that been announced or like has any topic been announced today? What was the topic special? Okay. The principle of Vaishnav Sadachar for sustainable leadership. Yes. So I summed it up as Krishna conscious management. Okay. Since I made that point, management, let us... leadership actually means to lead, to manage. And on the material context, management means to control the affairs of controlling the affairs of an institution and that is done by organizing in such a way that the higher one goes, they ride on top of others. In the material management, like many people, the higher you go, the more people you have to rest on. And in this way we can see that the structure is like a pyramid. The biggest guy sits on top of everyone else. And everyone else is actually supporting and sustaining the big guy. And the spiritual management is also like a pyramid. But it's in a reverse way. It's upside down. A pyramid upside down. There the top guy, the biggest personality, is sustaining everyone else. And who is the biggest personality? Krishna. So, now here's the difference. The material management is based on the principle of, whether we like it or not, is based on the principle of exploitation. Whereas spiritual management is based on service. Like taking care of others. Supporting others. And this is how they're shouldering the responsibility. Like, the higher we go in spiritual structure, the more people we have to take care of. In the material structure, the lowest person is at the bottom and he is actually holding the whole structure up and it goes like that. Whereas in spiritual management or spiritual structure, the higher we go, the more responsibilities he is shouldering. So because our spiritual platform is based on the principle of service. And in that, there are a leader must become an exemplary devotee. The qualification of a leader in Krishna conscious structure is that he is prepared to take care of others. And the more one takes care, the more responsibility he gets, the more people he has to take care of. In that respect, I remember one day I was talking to Radha Krishna Prabhu and he was telling me about the counselee system that was started in this temple. And I was very impressed to hear that I felt that it is actually a wonderful structure of Krishna conscious establishment, Krishna conscious institution. That he was telling me that I think the structure is one person has four people to take care of. One counselor initially has four or five. Radhesham Prabhu? Beginning? One facilitator has? Up to eight or ten. Okay. So, yeah, that's figure I was couldn't remember. So, eight or ten. And then, in course of time, when these 10 people are trained, then they take the responsibility of 10 other people. In this way, it actually keeps on progressing in geometric progression. Right? 1 to 10, 10 to 100, then 100 to 1,000, 1,000. By the time we go into the fifth level, we have 10,000 people. And it is not that those who have this position of leadership, they are quitting at certain point. They continue. Like, when they started with 10 people to take care of, but in course of time, now they have 10 plus 100 people to take care of. Because but the structure is so wonderful that there is a continuity of system of continuous guidance and leadership. Continuous guidance and, I won't say leadership, continuous guidance in this way. And now what are the leaders executing? What are the leaders doing there? When one leader is taking care of 10 people, how they're leading them? Are they using them to make money for themselves? No. They're leading them with proper understanding of Krishna consciousness. They're training them how to become devotees. And when they become qualified, then they are actually taking the responsibility to guide 10 other individuals themselves. All those, like, this is, in a way, the disciplic succession is. Like, the guru trains the disciple, and the disciple, in course of time, trains his disciples. He assumes the responsibility of becoming a spiritual master. And so here we have to understand that this structure is actually ultimately a structure of guru-disciple relationship. It is not that only the individuals who are giving initiation, they are the gurus, but the whole structure is actually based on the principle of guru and disciple. Whoever is imparting the knowledge, whoever is guiding in the line of Krishna consciousness, is a spiritual master. And that's how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai Shri Shri Giridhari Gopal ki jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was preaching Krishna consciousness all over India in this way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to some place and when he was traveling, he used to stop in the house of some brahmana at night, and throughout the night he would do ishtagoshti. Throughout the night he would teach those who assembled there the process of Krishna consciousness. the science of Krishna consciousness. And then before leaving, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would tell them that now whatever I taught you, you go and teach it to others. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. And Mahaprabhu emphatically said, Amar aggay guru hoiya taru ei desh. In my order, you become a spiritual master. So the spiritual master is he who imparts Krishna consciousness, who gives us knowledge about Krishna. So whoever does that is a spiritual master. And that's why we have to see our structure, the Krishna conscious structure is based on these two very simple principles. Guru, disciple. And a disciple doesn't remain, although the disciple wants to remain a disciple all the way, but he at certain point in time has to assume the responsibility of becoming a guru. The guru doesn't think that he has become a guru. He simply considers himself to be the humble servant of his spiritual master. And whatever he learned from his spiritual master, he imparts it to whoever he meets, whoever comes to him. And in this way, he assumes the role of the spiritual master. And then Mahaprabhu said, Amar aggay guru hoi, jare dekho tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Instruct everyone, whoever you meet. Whoever you meet, you instruct him about Krishna. Krishna upadesh. Speak to him about Krishna, speak to him about the teachings of Krishna, and instruct him how to become a devotee of Krishna. And then in course of time that person goes and tells others. And in a way I could see that the same principle was actually being followed through this system here, and we have seen how wonderfully effective this system has become. And today in this temple there are so many thousands of people are benefiting by receiving this Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the devotees, and they are making their life successful. And as far as leadership is concerned, we can see the perfect leadership through Srila Prabhupada. Like if we consider Srila Prabhupada's way of leading, when Prabhupada went to America, he just gave Krishna consciousness wherever he went. The people that he met, the first some individuals Prabhupada met in Dr. Mishra's ashram, Ananda ashram, Prabhupada simply told them about Krishna consciousness, about Krishna, about Bhagavad Gita, about their spiritual identity being, their identity being spiritual. And a group of young Americans became attracted to Srila Prabhupada. And then they arranged for Prabhupada to get a place to live. But unfortunately the boy Prabhupada was staying with, he went back to his bad habit of taking LSD, and he became crazy and attacked Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada left that place. And then he called one of the boys who he also met there, and that was Michael Grant, who later became Mukunda Maharaj. And it is Michael Grant who actually got the 26 Second Avenue for Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada simply started to give discourses on Bhagavad Gita in the evening. And most of the boys who started to come to see Srila Prabhupada, to these programs, they did not come so much for listening to Bhagavad Gita or the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. They loved Prabhupada's singing. They used to come to 26 Second Avenue, which was known as the matchless gift. It was a storefront, a shop, and it bore that sign which from the previous owner, and the matchless gift was, it was quite an appropriate name for that, and so Prabhupada didn't remove that sign, he kept it there. And they used to come there to make music with Swami. And then gradually they started to listen to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, and they just became attracted to Srila Prabhupada because he was such a wonderful personality. Here is also another consideration, that when one becomes a devotee, all the divine qualities become manifest in him. That is the qualification of a devotee. Jashasti bhaktir bhagavat takinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura. All the qualities of the demigods become manifest in the personality of a devotee. When one accepts the process of devotional service, all the divine qualities become manifest in him. And as a result of that, he becomes very, very attractive. And that's what happened. These boys and girls, although they were much younger, Srila Prabhupada was 70 years old, and the culture at that time, the counterculture of America at that time, they didn't trust anybody who was beyond 30. They thought that they were from another world, they are from another generation. They didn't trust anyone. They used to even openly say that they don't trust anyone who is above 30. Now here, they submitted themselves to somebody who was 70 years old at that time. They trusted him, not only they trusted him, they loved him. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada was so attractive. And Srila Prabhupada's attraction became manifest to them in the way Srila Prabhupada used to take care of them. Although Prabhupada did not have money at that time, whatever little money he collected with that, on Sundays he used to go to Chinatown, because it was close by, and in Chinatown the things are cheaper. So he used to buy the vegetables and ingredients in Chinatown, and he used to cook a feast. And all these young boys and girls used to come and partake to that feast. And that's how the Sunday love feast started. So Prabhupada himself used to cook for them. And after eating those prasad, they used to leave. The place was dirty, the pots were unclean, and Srila Prabhupada had to clean them himself. The 70-year-old man was cleaning the place and washing the pots himself after feeding them. So this is the way Srila Prabhupada took care of everyone. And that is why everyone became so touched by Srila Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada found that they liked gulab jamun, Prabhupada made some gulab jamun and they loved it. So Prabhupada started to make gulab jamun, and he would keep it in a jar. And whoever came and they could help himself, they could help themselves. And this gulab jamun became so popular, there was a slogan at that time. They used to call it ISKCON bullet. And there was a slogan, a bullet a day keeps Maya away. And then some boys, they didn't have any place to stay. So although Prabhupada had the apartment at the back of the 22nd Avenue storefront, they started to stay in that storefront at night. And they used to cook and help Srila Prabhupada cook. And Prabhupada started to cook for them. With their help, of course. And then we saw how this movement started to spread. One of the most important factor of spreading Krishna consciousness in such an effective way is due to the devotees' commitment to Srila Prabhupada, due to their love for Srila Prabhupada. They loved Srila Prabhupada, and for the sake of Srila Prabhupada, their love for Srila Prabhupada, they were prepared to do anything. I remember once I was before I met Srila Prabhupada, I joined in Mayapur. And at that time Srila Prabhupada was in America. I actually went after reading The Nectar of Devotion, I became attracted to Krishna consciousness. And the first place I went to visit was Mayapur. I thought I would just go there for a visit. But I found that the situation there, the environment there was so attractive, and everybody was so inviting, that the next morning I shaved up, went to the Ganga, took a bath, and that was the end of my previous life. So this is how Srila Prabhupada created such a wonderful atmosphere. And when I would ask, I often used to ask about Srila Prabhupada to the devotees who met. And I remember once one devotee was telling me, he was an Indian devotee, an elderly businessman who gave up his family and became a full-time devotee in Mayapur. And his name was Komal Narayan Prabhu. So one day I was asking him about Srila Prabhupada. And he was telling about Prabhupada's attraction. He is so attractive that whoever comes in contact with him becomes completely committed to him, becomes completely dedicated to him. Because of that, he is prepared to do anything for Srila Prabhupada. And he said then he started to tell me, all these young boys and girls, they are so committed to Srila Prabhupada, they have such implicit faith in Srila Prabhupada, that if Prabhupada tells them to jump from a skyscraper, they will do it. Of course, not that Srila Prabhupada would ever ask anyone to do that. But that actually showed the kind of faith these devotees had in Srila Prabhupada. Why? Because they saw, here is a person, they could trust him. They could trust him completely. So much so that with their eyes closed, they can follow his command. Why? Because they saw that Srila Prabhupada did not have any personal interest. Prabhupada's only concern was their interest. So that is Krishna conscious leadership. A leader in Krishna consciousness doesn't care for himself. He is simply concerned about others' benefit. And we can see that in Srila Prabhupada again. Like during the last days of Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was totally bedridden, didn't eat anything for weeks together. Although he was in such a frail condition, so much so that he couldn't even lift his hand. At that time, Pradyumna Prabhu, Prabhupada's Sanskrit editor, used to read the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And lying down, Srila Prabhupada used to give the translation. of those verses and then give his Bhaktivedanta purport. And one of us used to hold the microphone of the dictaphone, the handset of the dictaphone in front of Prabhupada's mouth, and Prabhupada used to dictate. So even few days before Srila Prabhupada left this planet, Prabhupada was translating Srimad Bhagavatam, because Prabhupada saw that the world needs this Srimad Bhagavatam with his Bhaktivedanta purport for the benefit of the world. Prabhupada's daily routine was, he would go to bed around 9 o'clock at night and wake up around 11:30, 12 o'clock and start translating. And throughout the night he would translate. He wouldn't sleep. Why did he do that? He didn't have any personal interest in that. He was simply doing it for the benefit of this world. And that's why we have Srila Prabhupada's transcendental literatures with his transcendental purports. And these books are going to be there as the law books for this world for 10,000 years to come. And we saw that in Srila Prabhupada's disciples. They sacrificed everything in order to serve Srila Prabhupada. In one hand, their consideration was to serve Srila Prabhupada, and at the same time, their concern was to benefit this world. They went to the remote corners of the world and started to spread this movement, establish Krishna consciousness in different parts of the world. From 26 Second Avenue, this Michael Grant was instructed by Srila Prabhupada. Now you go to San Francisco, because San Francisco was the place where everything was happening those days, where all the youth were running into Golden Gate Park in Haight-Ashbury area. And Prabhupada told him that you go to San Francisco. And then Mukunda Maharaj went to San Francisco, and he got two of his other friends with their girlfriends also join him, and that was Shamsundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu with their wives Malati Mataji and Jamuna Mataji. So six of them, Mukunda Maharaj and his wife at that time, he was a householder, Janaki. So six of them went and started the movement in San Francisco. Three young American couples just went and started the movement, and then they invited Srila Prabhupada, and then it started to spread. Being inspired by Srila Prabhupada, devotees started to go to different places and open the centers. They didn't do it for their personal benefit. They just simply did it for the benefit of others. Then these three couples, Mukunda Maharaj, I'm calling him Maharaj, at that time he was not a Maharaj, Mukunda Prabhu and his wife, Gurudas Prabhu and Shamsundar Prabhu with their wives, they went to London. They went to London. They didn't have the money to fly straight to London. The flights those days from America was cheaper to Amsterdam or Luxembourg. So they took a cheap flight and decided to fly out over there, and then they would cross the channel and go to London, go to UK. But when they arrived there, they found out in order to go to London, in order to enter into UK, they have to show a certain amount of money. They didn't have that kind of money with them. Not a lot of money, just a little amount. And they went. they didn't have the money, so they put all the money together, and one couple went across the channel to UK and sent the money back to Amsterdam for the second couple to go. Then they sent the money back for the third couple to go. In this way they went there. And then they didn't have any place to stay. They didn't know anybody in England. So why did they take so much trouble in such uncertainty? Simply to benefit others. So this is the outstanding quality of a devotee. He simply wants to benefit others. He's compassionate. Paro dukho dukhi. Seeing the suffering condition of others, they want to help them to overcome their difficult situation and find a life of real happiness and joy. So, and when we act in that way, that becomes the ideal leadership, and that leadership is naturally sustainable. So anyway, like we are in a wonderful platform, the wonderful platform of Krishna consciousness, where we learned, where we have the proper understanding, clear understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is taking care of everyone, and just by becoming His agent, becoming His representative, we should also try to take care of everyone. Because in this material nature, the Lord doesn't act directly. He acts through His devotees. Once in a while, when He comes, when He incarnates, when He descends to this material nature, then only He acts Himself. Otherwise, the Lord acts through His agents. General affairs of this material nature is conducted by the demigods, who are the agents of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the spiritual aspect of the Lord's activities are conducted through the devotees of the Lord. And so our simple business here is to become the humble servant of the Lord and His devotees, become His representative, and try to benefit others on His behalf, try to take care of others on His behalf. And by doing that, we get closer to the Lord ourselves and help others to come close to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, we create a spiritual atmosphere in this material world. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes. Do you have the microphone?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I was just wondering, you said about that hierarchy of expanding the devotee circle. Hare Krishna. So
hierarchy of expanding
that geometric progression.
Yeah.
That actually from day one, when one joins, he thinks that now, from day one, usually I have seen, for in my case, I have always wondered that I am ready for preaching. So regardless training, how can one judge that now he is ready for going out for preaching? Or is there any certain criteria on which?
Well, in one hand, first we have to become equip ourselves properly in order to preach. That's one consideration. But the other consideration is, that Prabhupada actually wanted us to preach whatever we know. To give an example, Shyam Chandra Prabhu and Malati Mataji, Shyam Chandra Prabhu was the secretary at the time and was traveling with his wife.